This winter was wetter than previous ones, but was it enough to overcome years of drought in Arizona? That was one of the issues the governor's drought interagency coordinating group took up at its meeting earlier this week. The group includes representatives from federal, state, and regional agencies, universities, and water managers. And with me to talk about those discussions is Charlie Ester. He's Salt River Project's manager of surface water resources. And Charlie, was there a consensus on the status of Arizona's drought and its water supply?
Yes, there was a consensus. In fact, it was a quite strong consensus that despite this past winter having been certainly beneficial and abundant compared to the previous 6 years, the consensus was that we are still, in fact, in the midst of this drought. One good year is not going to repair the accumulated damage of these multiple years of drought that we've had, and actual multiple decades of drought since the late 90s.
Did the wet winter, both rain here in the valley and snow up in the mountains, did it at least put a dent? Did it make maybe the drought a little less severe?
Yes, absolutely. In the short term, especially, the drought has taken a bit of a respite. But I can guarantee you by the time June and early July rolls around, things will have dried out quite a bit. But in terms of water supply, and I can speak specifically for SRP, we received very close to 1 million acre feet of runoff this year. And to put that into perspective, the previous 6 years during the runoff season, we never exceeded 400,000 acre feet. So quite a bit more than the last 6 years. That has replenished our storage significantly. We went from 32% in December to about 75% now. So quite a bit of increase in storage. So we're looking really good. But when you look at a wider perspective, like to include the Colorado River, while things were looking really fantastic there in the early part of the season with the abundant increase in snowpack, since March, really their precipitation and snow has sort of tapered off. So what we thought was going to be a banner year on the Colorado as well has turned out to be a good year, but not a fantastic year.
Yeah, so even though this was a wetter winter by almost all accounts than normal, in some ways, it was, yes, good, but maybe not as good as it could have been.
I can't disagree with that at all. We've certainly had much, much wetter winters, but we've had a whole bunch more dry ones also. So it was good. After 6 years of dry, it felt like a really wet year. But when you start looking at the statistics and the actual amounts of runoff received and such, not nearly as good as it could have been.
So does that practically change anything for SRP, for other water managers, do you think?
No, I think that's a really good question, and that was something that we did talk about. We need to stay the course as a state and continue to manage our resources and those of the Colorado Basin as well with our partners on the course that we are in a drought situation. And you know what? We need to, as a society, we really need to change our mindset that we live in the desert. Drought is really the norm, and we need to plan every year as if it's going to be a really dry, stressful year. And then when we have these wet years like we just had, we celebrate that fact, but it doesn't take our focus off the end game, and that is we need to plan for drought conditions.
Well, on that issue of mindset, is it a tougher sell to get residents to think about using water when we just had as wet a winter and we just had some rain this week, frankly? People maybe think, oh, well, it's not so bad as it has been.
I think that is an obstacle that we are constantly facing, and that's why it's really important for us to continue in any venue and opportunity that we have, that we have a common message that this is the desert. Yeah, the rain we just got was was really nice, and the weather's been wonderful, but our water supply has not been completely replenished. It's likely that drought conditions will return, and therefore, please continue to use water. I like to say that as if every drop is the last one, and we have to really manage it really wisely, use it for its highest use, and take great pains to care for it.
Charlie Ester is manager of surface water resources at Salt River Project.